talking with Sean Dobbins this morning on 89.1 WEMU. All right, Sean, let's start with the 501 Jazz Show this afternoon first. The group that's playing 501 Jazz is a little different than the Journey Group, which we are going to celebrate, and we're going to spend a lot of time talking about that. Tell me about this group. Like, you have a guitarist that's new to me, and I can't wait to hear this person.
Well, yeah, we have on the record, obviously, we had Ralph Tope, who was a fabulous, fabulous musician. For tomorrow, we have a great, great young guitarist that's kind of coming on the scene, and he just recorded his new record as a leader. And his name is Corey Allen, and he's really new young musician that's really, I think he's part of this new generation of jazz musicians in the Detroit area. You know, we start talking about, you know, Marcus Elliott and Mike Malice and Ian Finkelstein and all those guys, that young musicians that are really not only playing really well, but they're great people. And they're great examples for the people coming from behind them, you know. And so Corey is somebody that I wanted to start showcasing as somebody that's the next person that's going to be, you know, being a huge influence on our area.
Talking with Sean Dobbins, drummer, leader of our 501 Jazz group this afternoon. So how'd you meet Corey Allen, the guitarist?
Okay, so I met Corey when I started over at the Community Music School in Detroit. It's part of the Michigan State program, and I direct the youth jazz program there. And so Corey was part of the staff that was still there. And so when I hired in to run the program, they said, well, we still have the guitar instructor. Would you mind if he stayed on staff? And I said, sure. I never met him. They said, he's great, but he would like to stay. And I said, sure. So we got to know each other, and I got to see him and how he interacts with young people and his passion for music and his passion for education at such a you know, a young age. And so I said, man, the minute I can hire you, I'm going to start hiring you for gigs. And I was like, it's going to happen. You play great, and I like who you are as a person. And I like what you represent. So the minute we can make this happen, I'm going to start calling you to do stuff. So
that's cool. That's cool. Tell me about the rest of the ensemble.
Okay, so you know, I mentioned earlier Marcus Elliott. Marcus Elliott is I call him the leader of the new generation. Marcus obviously played on the recording as well. And we all know he's got his own band and his own recording coming out. So Marcus is on a performance tomorrow, and I'm really proud of this. My young pupil, who I had when he was in middle school, is now my label mate. I don't know how to feel about that right now for an age thing, but that's cool. We'll talk about that later. But Glenn Tucker will be playing organ with us tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for the concert. We're going to be playing music from the recording, but we're also going to be sharing some music, other music out of our book as well. So it's going to be a special concert, special show.
Sure. 501 Jazz, in the memory of Dr. Jan Winkleman, sponsored by Sesse Motors, Rush Street, 314 South Main, Ann Arbor, tonight. Be there, 5:01 p.m. sharp.